Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Really, everybody, wash your hands.
Some people may think this disease is something that doesn't concern them and that it will never affect them. That it is something they only read about in newspapers or social media or see reports about on television. But it is very real, and it poses a great danger to every one of us and to our society as well.
Those are fine words, but one of the biggest challenges on the African continent is the simplest: universal access to clean water. Even in relatively well-developed South Africa, millions of residents lack clean running water at home. It would take years to shore that up. So in the meantime, charitable organizations like Living Water International have gone into overdrive, setting up water points and hand-washing stations in countries including Ghana, Liberia, Sierra Leone, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, and Burkina Faso. The organization's water and sanitation officer says people have enthusiastically embraced the program. This is especially important in high-density areas like camps for displaced people and refugees. In those places, groups like Catholic Relief Services are also upping their hygiene efforts.
And so we are able to reach well over 1 million Ugandans with new messages around hand washing and hygiene promotion in general. And so very specifically, that can mean, for example, that in the refugee settlements in the very northwest of the country, for example, like Bidibidi settlement, we have volunteers that are standing at the hand washing points where the refugees collect their drinking water. While they're fetching their drinking water, we basically take the time with the refugees to talk to them about the coronavirus and how to better protect themselves and their families, to make sure to keep their water clean and stored well, and that they wash their hands frequently.
Hand washing seems like a small, routine thing. But in the current crisis, maybe nothing else the average person does is more important. And maybe nothing else will save more lives. Anita Palviyo, News, Johannesburg.